Welcome to this week's edition of What's Happening at CM Library. This week we'll be talking about programs happening between Monday, August 13th and Saturday, August 18th. I'm Walker.
I'm Eric.
And I'm Beth.
Thanks for joining us. We've got lots of story times going on this week at the library. Monday, August 13th at 9:30, Steel Creek has family story time, so bring your whole family out to enjoy stories, songs, and movement activities that support early literacy skills. Family story time is also happening at West Boulevard Tuesday, the 14th at 10:15. And Myers Park will be having a preschool story time the 14th at 11 o'clock. This is geared towards ages 3 to 5.
Walker, what would you say is the difference between a family story time and other story times?
Family story time is geared towards a wider age range. I would say birth to 5. So if you've got siblings that may both fall in that range, basically the storyteller tries to choose a variety of activities that will kind of reach the different ages within that age group. The preschool and the other, like, toddler and baby story times that are geared to more specific age, the stories are chosen specifically with that age group in mind. So at the preschool story time, the stories will probably be a little bit longer than the family story time because those children can generally sit a little bit longer. It kind of works with the same way with toddlers and babies. Babies, the stories are short, books are brighter and bigger. Toddlers, there's going to be a lot of movement. So family is sort of the catch-all. If you've got multiple children or it just the time works best for you, come on out.
What is your favorite story time?
Family is probably my favorite, because you get to choose kind of a variety of books. You can do some that are slightly longer and then some shorter towards the younger kids. I actually also one of the few people that like toddler story time. I think it's fun. As long as you go with the expectation that they're going to be all over the place.
It's going to be a mess.
It's going to be a mess, but it's a fun mess.
Well, excellent. Thank you, Walker. We've got some more family story times throughout the system. We've got one at Mitt Hill on Monday, August 13th from 9:30 to 10. Another one at Imagineon on Monday, August 13th, also from 10:30 to 11. And then, while North County is closed, they're doing family story time at the Huntersville Arts and Cultural Center from 10 to 10:30. So come check those out if you're in the area.
Also at Independence on Wednesday, August 15th at 10:30, and at Davidson on Thursday, August 16th at 11.
And again, if you're looking for any more information on these or other programs you've heard today, please visit us at cmlibrary.org.
Okay, this week at Sugar Creek, we've got the Reading Lab Club. This is for school-age children ages 5 to 11. This is Wednesday the 15th at 6 p.m. Actually, this takes place every Wednesday at 6 p.m. as children listen to interesting stories while improving literacy and critical thinking skills. And as always, a reading incentive or snack will be provided at this program. For more information on this or other programs, please check out cmlibrary.org.
This week at South County Regional, for families, we have Little Achievers, an Adaptive Experience. This is where families can participate in an educational and therapeutic activities for children with special needs and Little Achievers, a subgroup of the Down Syndrome Association of Greater Charlotte. Also on August 18th from 2 to 3:30, for preteens and teens, we're having STEM 101 Rainbow in a Jar.
Ooh.
Yeah, participate in a variety of hands-on science experiments, engineering projects, or math puzzles. This month, they'll be experimenting with the different densities of liquid. Ooh, I wonder if they're going to be playing with non-Newtonian fluids.
Wow, that went...
Have you never
right
heard that term before?
No.
Yeah, they're pretty fun stuff. So.
Yes, we've done some rookie science programs about non-Newtonian fluids at Morrison. I was not super familiar with that term.
Can you elaborate on that term?
No.
I don't remember the exact definition of what a non-Newtonian fluid is, but it's kind of, is it kind of like slime? Is slime kind of like
I was
it?
Thinking it's like that gooky stuff.
Like viscous? Or...
Where it's hard when you try to like get a spoon out of it, but then it trickles down. Do you know what I'm talking
about? Yeah, okay, yeah. Like you can, like if you use like cornstarch
yes,
or something else.
Yes, cornstarch.
You can, yeah.
Now, this is not a scientific definition, so nobody, you know, hold us to this, but... Anyway, look up non-Newtonian fluids and do some research.
That's right. Or I could have done that just now.
Or contact your favorite librarian for more help.
Da-da-da. All right. For any more information about this and any other program you've heard today, please visit us at cmlibrary.org. On Monday, August 13th from 6 to 7 o'clock, we're having organizing skills and tips. Clean the clutter. Learn how to declutter and get organized for a more enjoyable life. Joanna of Nest Organizing will teach you how to reset, declutter, sort, purge, and clear your mind in your home so you can have more time for fun.
I think I need to go to that class.
Absolutely. Right.
I need a professional organizer to come into my house and get some stuff done.
And my car. And my office.
I legit Tetris'd my closet the other day. I was moving stuff around and I'm like, I can fit all this in my closet. And boom, it's all in there, but it's not going anywhere. And again, if you'd like any more information on these programs that you've heard today, please visit us at cnlibrary.org.
At our West Boulevard location on Monday, August 13th at 4 p.m., join us for Technology Tutors one-on-one support session. Sign up for a 60-minute individual session with a staff member to help you with computer basics, anything you might have problems with, like internet, email, Microsoft Office. Registration is required. Contact the West Boulevard branch for more information. And on Tuesday, August 14th at 4 p.m., teens and preteens are invited for poetry and pancakes. Share your original poetry, or if you don't want to share that, bring something from your favorite poet to read, and we'll give you some pancakes. And this is at 4 o'clock, so I think that this technically qualifies as Brinner, as we call it in my house, which is breakfast for dinner. Mm-hmm. We're big fans.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah.
Me too.
So join us at West Boulevard for these programs. For more information, please visit our website, cmlibrary.org.
I've done the poetry and pancakes program at North County, and I will say that the pancakes are very motivational for people. I've had people sit there and write a poem just so they could read it.
So is there a librarian like whipping up the pancakes on the spot?
Well, I let the kids do it.
You do? You have like a griddle out?
Yeah.
Really?
Griddle, batter.
Sounds dangerous.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah. Deliciously dangerous.
Is this griddle, like, does every branch have a griddle?
I think so.
Really?
There was a kit.
Oh, okay.
But I wound up
this is making
one somehow.
Me really crave some pancakes.
Yeah, they're good.
I haven't had pancakes in a while. What do you have for Brenner at your house?
Brenner. We usually will do like bacon and eggs, or we'll do some kind of like quiche or something just
breakfast
easy to
quiche.
To throw together. Yeah, my kid doesn't like eggs.
That kind of puts it.
She's like,
Teddy doesn't really like eggs either. He's recently started liking hard boiled eggs randomly. Ooh. He wants one for like a snack, but he won't eat like scrambled eggs. It's bizarre. Kids are strange.
Kids are so weird.
Doesn't not liking eggs make a quiche kind of difficult?
What?
Sorry. I just realized something while we were sitting here recording this. Half of our group here says eggs. The other half says eggs.
Eggs?
Yes.
Eggs.
Jeff and I say eggs. Where
eggs.
Bethany and Walker say eggs.
Eggs.
It's eggs.
It's eggs.
What's an egg?
What's an egg?
It's something that comes out of a chicken and you eat for breakfast.
Egg. I guess it's sort of like Megan or Megan. Megan or Megan? No.
Did you say pop or soda?
Soda.
It's pop.
It's Coke.
Well, I just realized recently that I've been calling one of my wife's friends the wrong name for like years. her name is Laura. I say Laura, but they pronounce it Lara.
Lara?
Lara?
I mean,
Laura versus
Laura.
Laura.
So I've been saying it wrong for all these years.
How's it spell?
Laura.
I would say
so it is Laura.
I would say Laura.
Not Lara.
Laura.
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 It's a southern, northern vernacular.
Yeah.
Laura.
Situation.
Yeah.
My mom's name is Alice, and whenever she goes to Starbucks down here, they always write her name Ellis.
Really?
Cup. Every single
time. Like how
time.
They spell it?
Ellis.
What?
Every time.
How does she say it?
Alice.
That's weird.
Yeah.
And they spell it like Ellis.
Yeah, instead of like, you know,
I mean,
the name Alice.
Alice. Is more...
I know.
Does she feel like she went down the rabbit hole when that happens?
That was terrible.
That was a dad joke if I've heard one.
Okay, Scaly Bart this week. Technology tutoring and job prep resources Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. You can drop in to get help with your resume, job search application, email, or with Microsoft Office. You'll have one-on-one time with a tutor, and there's no registration necessary. It's great if you're looking for a new job this summer.
Mm-hmm.
Scaly Bart also this week, Thursday the 16th at 5:30 for families. They've got Arts and Science Council Culture Blocks, and Charlotte Mecklenburg Library present Clayworks. So everyone is invited to join us for hands-on workshops to learn how to texturize and manipulate clay to create your own artwork. That sounds pretty cool. Anyone done that?
No.
Love to make some pottery.
A couple ashtrays.
Actually, I have made pottery before. Well, not so much myself, but my wife did a bunch of it when she was in high school, and I've seen her use the wheel and form like the bowls and the cups. It's really interesting.
Cool. That's neat.
I've only seen that on Ghost.
great scene.
What's the song they play in the background?
Unchained Melody. That movie is crazy. Very romantic.
Oh, that's what they said about Gone with the Wind, and that was an awful movie. Scarlett O'Hara is a terrible person.
She is. The book is really good, though.
Is it?
Yeah. For what it is, yeah.
Well, that's my mother's favorite movie ever.
Really?
In the whole world, yeah. Gone with the Wind.
Okay. Suddenly it's Skinny Bark. We got the Teen Book Club. Teen Geek Club, I'm sorry. Saturday the 18th at 2 p.m. This is for teens and school-age kids. This is a chance to discuss and showcase your fandom of pop culture, television shows, movies, books, gaming, and podcasts, and enjoy snacks and fun geek activities. Sounds pretty interesting. For more information on these and other programs, please visit cnlibrary.org.
All right, this week at the Morrison Regional Library on Tuesday, August 14th from 3:30 to 5, Intro to Homework Help for Kids. And this is geared towards preteens and school-age kids. Impress your teachers. This class introduces you to websites and online resources with accurate information and research topics for school projects. We'll explore some databases and how to cite them for homework. So anyone looking for some maybe homework help before the school starts, this sounds like a great program.
Yeah, we've been offering these computer classes for kids this summer at Morrison. They've been extremely popular.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I think that, just think that children naturally know how to do everything on computers, but they actually do need to be taught a lot of these hard skills.
Absolutely.
Right. I think the issue with that is that they know apps and games.
And their social media.
But they don't necessarily know computer software.
Right.
And then on Wednesday, August 15th, from 10:30 to 11:30, we're having the Bookends Book Club.
On Friday, August 17th at 10:30 a.m., our Steel Creek location will be hosting their Little Mystery Book Club. This month will be a discussion of The Goodbye Look by Ross McDonald. New members are welcome. Light refreshments will be available. And on Saturday, August 18th at 10:30 a.m., they have my favorite program for kids, Pause to Read. This is for school-age children who are looking to boost their reading skills and confidence. And they read aloud to a volunteer therapy dog. Oh, it's just the cutest, sweetest thing ever.
They are. They're adorable.
I'm a proud aunt because my nephew dog, my brother and his wife's dog, is going to be a Paul's volunteer at Morrison starting in September.
Oh my gosh, how fun.
So cute. He's a labradoodle.
Aww. So what kind of training did he have to go through?
They did some very intensive training with like a local agency, if that's the word.
Wow.
And then called Star Dog. And then they got him certified through Therapy Dogs International.
Mm.
Yeah, he's a sweet boy. He's young. He's like only like a year and a half.
Oh, wow.
When we first got our chocolate lab, we wanted to train her to be a therapy dog, but her energy level is just way too high.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have an Alaskan Malamute, Chewy, and he's super smart. Yeah.
Is he like this large? They're huge, right?
Well, yeah, they are usually. He's small for an Alaskan Malamute, like 65.
Okay.
No, that's not bad.
But he's big. If he was a husky, he'd be considered really big.
Yeah.
But he's small for an Alaskan Malamute.
He's so pretty. My dog is.
But he's like smartest, sweetest dog we've ever had, but he doesn't like other animals.
Oh,
like my wife will occasionally catch him swallowing a squirrel in the yard.
Nice.
Like his
oh my god. He just swallows
the
whole
tail hanging out.
That's great. Our dogs would always kill them, but then bring them to us as presents. Like, look what I got.
No,
my dog's terrified of everything. She's terrified of cats. She's terrified of the garbage can.
Aww, I want to get our dog therapy certified. I don't know if it's too late, though. He's 8.
I don't know. Chewy's 4, so.
Oh, he's got time.
Chewy. For more information on these and any events, please visit our website, cmlibrary.org.
Okay, Mint Hill. This week we've got a community service project opportunity. This is for teens and adults. It's Tuesday the 14th at 4 p.m. This is a chance to be involved in Project Linus and create blankets for children in need. So that sounds pretty cool. If you need some community service hours, might be a good thing to check out. Mint Hill also this weekend, the 18th at 2 p.m., presents the Carolina Organizers. This is for adults, and this is a chance to get organized in 2018. Candy Schrainer of Transition Tamers will discuss downsizing and how to best downsize yourself or help a loved one transition into assisted living or a smaller, more manageable home. And there will also be a panel of organizers to answer your questions with a Q&A session at the end.
That sounds great. That sounds super useful. I'm extremely disorganized.
Are you?
Yeah.
We have so much stuff that we don't need. Yeah. It would be nice to hear about how to figure out what to get rid of and what to keep.
Things I care about are organized, and then things I don't care about are in giant messes.
Yeah.
And then I realize, oh, I need to care about that, and then it becomes a problem.
I was looking for paperwork for a mortgage application, and I found my taxes from 2009. I think those can go away.
For more information on these and other programs, check out cmlibrary.org.
All right, guys. This week, University City on Wednesday, August 15th, from 10 to 11:30, Lifelong Learners Book Club. This book club meets on the third Wednesday of every month, discussing recent nonfiction titles of general interest. This month, they're asking people to share a book about the FBI that they've read. So it sounds like books on true crime. That'd probably be a good topic.
I do love true crime books.
Right?
Yeah.
And then on Saturday, August 18th, from 1:30 to 4:30, they're having their Dungeons and Dragons. If you want to participate in a role-playing game that encourages cooperation, problem-solving, or just kind of want to get into it. So I know it's become really popular with Stranger Things and kind of really taken off these last couple of years. So you can come by and create a new character and kind of role play as maybe a warrior or a mage or, you know. How about you guys? Have any of you done Dungeons and Dragons or maybe played a role playing game online or?
No, sir. Nothing
like that. Okay.
This brings to mind the Big Bang Theory episode where Howard, where they're playing Dungeons and Dragons and he gives all the characters their own persona.
Okay.
And he does imitations to do the personas. Anybody see that?
I take it it was funny.
It was very funny.
Oh, good.
I can't do them.
Good. Well, we've also started a Dungeons and Dragons program at South County, too, and it's become pretty popular, so I know a little bit about it from that, too.
You know what I love about that is that it's totally analog. There's no devices.
There's no devices, and it's whatever you want it to be.
Yeah.
You know, the Dungeon Master, if you're not familiar with Dungeons and Dragons, there's a person who kind of runs the adventure or campaign called the Dungeon Master. And so he kind of sets up what the quests will be and monsters you may encounter, and then the adventurers have to go about going through it. But it really can almost be, it necessarily doesn't have to follow what the Dungeon Master has set up. It can completely kind of go off the rails, especially if the adventurers choose to do an action that maybe the Dungeon Master didn't account for, and they were supposed to slay this beast, and they instead try and talk to it and have a conversation with it, totally change everything. So.
Oh.
Yeah, it's really interesting, having to think creatively. So
I'm a big Risk fan. Did you ever play Risk?
The board? Yeah, Risk, yes. Absolutely.
That's cool.
So, if you're looking for more information on this or any other program you've heard today, please visit us at cmlibrary.org.
On Monday, August 13th at 7 p.m., we have our Pajama-rama on the plaza at our Plaza Midwood branch. This is for kids. This is my favorite idea of story time because you can bring your kids out, wear your pajamas, and then on the ride home, they fall asleep in the car. And they're already in their pajamas, so you just put them in bed. I think that's genius.
Yeah. Nice.
And for teens, on Thursday, August 16th at 2 p.m., we have our Teens Third Thursdays. Salsa. Do you like it hot or mild? Come to find out what makes it hot and how to tame the heat if you get too much. For a second, I thought this was going to be salsa dancing.
That's what I was thinking.
But it sounds like you're making salsa.
That sounds better.
I am so addicted to chips and salsa this time of year.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my gosh, yes. There's a specific brand of salsa that I buy at Publix. This is not a commercial.
Do tell.
It's called Willie's Salsa.
Willie's Salsa.
It's the perfect consistency. It's not chunky, because I hate chunky salsa. Okay. It's just like a good... Excellent, excellent salsa with some blue corn chips. Mm, oh, man.
Interesting.
Some days I have salsa for dinner because it's vegetables.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah, it's low cal.
Yeah. I mean, you eat the chips, but...
Yeah, that's the only problem.
And finally, on Thursday, August 16th at 6:30 p.m., we have our book club crawl. This month, we will be at Crazy Fish on Central Ave. And the book is Curious Charms of Arthur Pepper by Phaedra Patrick. I haven't read that one.
Dr. Pepper?
Arthur Pepper. He could be a doctor.
You
we
could
don't
have
know.
A Dr. Pepper, maybe, at Crazy Fish if they have Dr. Pepper. Curious Charms of Arthur Pepper. Arthur Pepper.
Isn't that like the nickname? Wasn't it like I'm a Pepper? That was like one
I'm
of
pepper,
their
you're
their,
a pepper.
The, one of their slogans way back.
So. Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
All right. For more information on these and any of our programs, visit our website and peppers. Visit cmlibrary.org.
Okay, Mountain Island this week for teens and preteens. We've got trivia and karaoke Monday the 13th from 3 to 4. This is a fun day to participate in Jeopardy-style trivia to win prizes, and karaoke will also be available to participate in for entertainment and fun. So who else has a go-to karaoke song? We've covered a few. Mm-hmm. I like Hey Mickey. It's always a crowd pleaser.
Ooh, I don't have the range for that one. I do like... Queen of Hearts by Juice Newton. I don't know if anyone's familiar.
I don't know who that is.
I'm saying it snippet.
No. Absolutely not.
Is that one? Playing with the Queen
yep.
of
yes,
Hearts.
Yes, exactly.
You know me very smart.
It's a good one.
Nice.
You need to get louder for that.
I know.
Okay. Moving on. There's a comic book club Mountain Island, Tuesday the 14th at 6 p.m. This is led by Volunteens, and it's for teens, and this club focuses on the art, writing, and movie adaptions of popular comic books and manga. Registration is required. Hope to see you there. And finally, Friday the 17th at 10:30, we've got a Favorite Books Book Club for adults. And this is the third Friday of every month, and this month we'll be discussing Celeste Ng's best-selling novel, Everything I Never Told You. I've read it. Anyone else?
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. She's got a new one out, too, that's been really popular. Little Fires Everywhere.
Yeah.
Heard that one.
So, yeah. I think this will be worth reading. She's compared to the modern-day John Updike.
Oh, wow.
And new members are welcome in this book club. So, check it out. For more information, please visit cmlibrary.org.
All right. This week at Independence Regional, we've got one program on Thursday, August 16th. From 1 to 2 o'clock, it's their adaptive experience for adults and teens. Come join us for a fun, interactive program. Our program utilizes books, movement, music, and other resources to provide an adaptive experience based on multiple learning styles. Oh, sounds like it's going to be a good program. If you'd like more information on that and anything else you've heard today, please visit us at cmlibrary.org.
Monday, August 13th at Myers Park. Join us for eBooks one-on-one tutorial. If you're interested in eBooks, maybe you've just purchased a new device, book an appointment for a 30-minute session to learn how to access all of the library's wonderful digital materials with your iPad, Android device, Kindle, or Nook. And even if you just have a smartphone, you can read them on your smartphone. I have to say, I read probably 99% on my Kindle.
Really?
Yes.
I'm 100%. Digital free with my reading.
Really? I was a little nervous when I bought my first Kindle, but I have not looked back. I used to live in Boston, and I would take mass transit, and it was just so convenient. Mm-hmm. Just throw it in my bag, and I got so much reading done. Love it.
I'll put on, like, if I'm in the shower or if I'm traveling somewhere, mm-hmm. I'll put on an audiobook so I can get my audio learning along with my book reading as well.
There you go. Do two at once. Yeah. Well, if you want more information, join us at Myers Park on Monday, August 13th. And if you were looking for more information on any of our programs, visit our website, cmlibrary.org.
Okay. What's happening at Imagine On this week? On Tuesday the 14th at 2:30, we've got the Teen Poetry Slam. You can perform your spoken word and poetry in front of a panel of judges and an audience, or simply come to hear others' work. Teens are all welcome to attend. Please register online if you wish to perform and prepare 3 poems to share, maximum of 3 minutes each. And work must be your own writing and language should be age appropriate. So if you are a poet, sounds like the program for you.
And you know it.
Oh.
Okay. For more information about this and other programs, visit cmlibrary.org.
All right, guys, I got one program from Davidson this week on Wednesday, August 15th from 10 to 11:30. They're having a walk-in one-on-one technology assistance. If you're looking for help learning computer basics, internet basics, downloading digital materials, or using Microsoft Office, They'll have either a staff member or a volunteer on hand to help you with that. So hopefully you can make that if you need the help. If you're looking for more information on this or any other program, please visit us at cmlibrary.org.
And coming up on Tuesday, August 14th at Matthews, Matthews Fiction Writing Group will be meeting. Learn the art of literary critique, get direct feedback on your work, and meet other local writers. They focus on workshopping fiction, but they also have some free writing, writing exercises, and discussion. You can actually pick up a story for the writing workshop ahead at the information desk at Matthews. For more information on that, contact the branch directly. And on Saturday, August 18th, we have two programs for kids learning to read. At 10:30 a.m., we have our Pause to Read with our favorite therapy dogs. You can book a session, come on over, and build your reading skills and confidence by reading to a certified therapy dog. And at 1 p.m., we have Reading Buddies. If you're between the ages of 5 and 11, increase your reading confidence, fluency, and comprehension by reading aloud with a library volunteer. Those are both excellent services that we have for new readers. For more information, visit our website, cmlibrary.org.
Okay, Baby's Ford this week. We've got a Culture Block tour. This is Monday the 13th at 11. You can experience interactive arts and science programs for all ages, so families are welcome. You can build a story about your pet superhero, explore genetic experiments and activities, and create a community artwork piece. Sounds like quite a day. Mm-hmm. Tuesday the 14th at 2, we've got STEM 101 for teens and preteens. You can participate in a variety of hands-on science experiments, engineering projects, or math puzzles. And finally, the Thursday the 16th at 6 p.m., we've got a book club, the We're Talking Again book club. This is the third Thursday of each month at 6, and we discuss the best in classic, literary, and contemporary African-American fiction and nonfiction. And light refreshments will be provided. New members are welcome. For more information on these programs, visit cmlibrary.org.
On Thursday, August 16th, from 10 to 10:30 at Cornelius, they're having their Connections That Count program. This is a story time in Spanish featuring stories, music, and activities for children ages 0 to 5. So if you're looking for another story time, come see Cornelius. And then on Wednesday, August 15th, from 2 to 3:30, for their teens, they're having their community service project called The Odd Sock. Do you want to help the library by building a stronger community? Join us for the unique service project.
So The Odd Sock is an awesome organization. They collect socks. They can be new socks, used socks, and they give them to disadvantaged families. So I think the project is they can sort through the socks. I think they sort them by size, maybe.
Yeah, they match socks.
Yeah.
So all those Great. Socks you find in your drawers that are don't have a pair,
the odd sock, if you will.
Great.
Yeah. I think they do other clothing too. But okay. The main focus of the program is for the attendees to go through the socks and match them so they could be used.
And socks are the least donated item, clothing item, I believe.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
You don't think about socks?
No.
I always think, yeah, like
shirts and pants. Yeah.
All right. And then last but not least, a technology tutor session one-on-one support at Cornelius on August 16th from 11 to 11:30. You can sign up for this 30-minute session with a volunteer staff to get help with computer or ebook questions. If you have any more questions about this or any of our other programs, please visit us at cmlibrary.org.
At Hickory Grove on Monday, August 13th at 10 a.m., a technology tutor's one-on-one session. Join us for one-on-one computer help for things like Microsoft Office, internet, email, even all the awesome library resources that we have. If you are interested, stop by and reserve a session. On Tuesday, August 14th at 4:30, preteens are invited for a Preteen Scene Comic Book Club. This is for kids between the ages of 8 and 11. Join us for some awesome comic books and activities.
Great.
I was never really into comic books.
I read a couple when I was younger.
To be fair, though, growing up in the 80s and 90s, like, there really weren't that many girls' comic books.
It's true.
And my brother was super into comic books, so of course I had to do everything the opposite of him.
My brother had a huge collection of comic books.
Yeah, so did mine.
He bought them for collecting purposes.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what he did with them. I don't know if he still has them, though. I need to ask him.
And finally, on Thursday, August 16th at 11 a.m., preschoolers are invited to Creating with Books. This is a story time that also has a bunch of hands-on activities, and it sounds like they'll be making their own books or don't know. Should be a good time. Crafts and
literacy extension activities.
Exactly. Ooh. That sounds like an awesome time.
Well, we do creating with books at Morrison, and usually how we do it, which I'm assuming is similar in Hickory Grove, is it's books geared towards that age group, and then they'll usually pick one book and do some hands-on activities that extend the learning from that.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah.
Neat. Cool. Well, that sounds like fun for preschoolers.
Yeah.
For more information on these and all of our events, visit our website, cmlibrary.org.
Okay, Main Library. Monday, the 13th at 10 a.m., we've got Career Talk Over Coffee. This is for adults. Sometimes a simple conversation over coffee can lead to the best opportunities. And this environment will be an open space for people to gather and talk opportunity, whether it is a job opportunity or a chance to share ideas about careers in business. So maybe for entrepreneurs or those looking to start a new business, this might be...
Yeah, it sounds like a good networking opportunity.
Yeah.
And coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong. Has anybody seen comedians in cars having coffee?
Yes, my husband.
Jerry Seinfeld.
My husband went on a 4-day binge where that's all he would watch. So by the end of it, it was driving me insane, but a few of the episodes were very, very funny.
I watched them.
Yeah. I liked the John Mulaney episode where they go shopping for a rug.
Well, I didn't see that one.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, he takes various comedians and he drives them around. And they always pick like an old classic car or some kind of unique car that they drive in. So it shows them in the car talking, and then they go to the coffee shop or whatever. And then, you know, they might do something else. Like one of them, they went to the beach. Or,
yeah.
You know, they do different things depending on where the people live. Because it's usually, he must be traveling around doing it.
Yeah, because a lot of them are in New York or somewhere in L.A.
Yeah. It's good.
Okay, I'll have to check it out. Okay, Maine at 12:15 on the 15th. There is a program called Who Was Sharon? Charlotte's Mysterious Street Names.
Hmm.
This is led by Sheila Baumgartner, a librarian and local historian in the Carolina room here at the library. And she will explain the history and background of Charlotte's oddly reoccurring street names. For example, why are there so many Sharon Roads?
Yes, that's a
there
very
are.
It is really confusing.
Sharon Road, Sharon Amity.
I've heard
other of Sharon Road.
Yeah, Sharon Lane.
Is it Myers Park at the intersection of Queens and Queens?
Yes.
And like, why does Fairview turn into Tivola? Why does Woodlawn turn into Runnymede? They're like the same road. It's all very confused.
And Carmel turns into something at another point.
Park turns into Johnston.
Yes. And Ray turns into...
Well, Ray, instead of going straight, Ray goes right. And then if you stay straight, it turns into Colony.
That's what I get confused.
Yeah, but it's confusing.
Mm-hmm. It is confusing.
If you turn right, it should be on a different street.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. I agree. That should be Colony.
Yeah. So, if you want to know more, come to this program. Okay, we've got Learning Circles eBook Foundations. This is Saturday the 18th at 11:30. Lightly facilitated study groups for learners who want to take online courses together in person. So, Learning Circles are peer-supported, facilitated by library staff and library spaces, and free for learners. And they're kind of akin to a book group for learning. This course will introduce you to the exciting, challenging, and rapidly evolving world of creating digital books or ebooks. Mm. Okay, for more information on this and other programs, please visit cmlibrary.org.
This week we've got a lot of different movies happening around the system. The first up on Saturday, August 18th, from 1 to 3:30, we're having First Lady of the Revolution screening at the Morrison Regional Library. This is the remarkable story of Henrietta Boggs and a momentous struggle to shape Costa Rica's democratic identity, and also portraying how a courageous woman escaped the confines of a traditional, sheltered existence.
Wow, that sounds powerful.
It does. And then also on Saturday, August 18th, from 11:10 to 1:25, very specific times, they are showing Paddington 2 at the University City branch. Again, Paddington Bear tries to buy an antique book for his aunt's 100th birthday, but his quest brings him into conflict with an unscrupulous actor who also wants the tome.
I definitely want to see Paddington 2.
I've heard lots of good things. And then, at Imaginon on Saturday, August 18th, from 2 to 4:30, we have The Last Detail, starring Jack Nicholson, Otis Young, and Randy Quaid. So you'll have to stop by. It's a movie from 1973.
I love 1970s Jack Nicholson.
Shining?
Shining, Chinatown, Five Easy Pieces. I've never seen Chinatown, one of my all-time favorite movies.
I've Never seen it.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Really?
If you're interested in seeing Sherlock Gnomes, you are in luck. We have two showings this week. Monday, August 13th at 4:30 at Myers Park, and Friday, August 17th at 10 a.m. at Sugar Creek. This is a family-friendly movie. Garden gnomes, Gnomeo and Juliet, recruit renowned detective Sherlock Gnomes to investigate the mysterious disappearance of other garden ornaments. I wonder if, like, some flamingos go missing.
Maybe so. Love a garden gnome.
Saturday at 2 p.m. at Independence, join us for the Stranger Things film series. This week, we'll be watching Gremlins. This film series is one of my favorite things. It is focused on the films that inspired the Duffer Brothers to create Stranger Things, which is such
that's
fantastic
a cool
series.
Idea.
Yeah, so Saturday, August 18th, Independence will be showing Gremlins. Now, I've never seen...
You've never seen
Gremlins? I've never seen OG Gremlins. Oh. I have seen Gremlins 2 for whatever reason.
Oh, no.
I think it was maybe playing. It's terrible. No. I think it was maybe playing on HBO one month when I was in high school.
I don't want to ruin it for you, but it's one of my favorite movies growing up. The scene with the grandma on the elevator that goes up the stairs and then the backhoe. Oh, it's
a great movie.
I need
to watch it again. It's been a while.
Very
it's
funny.
A great movie.
It's a horror, but there's so much comedy in it.
Yeah.
It's like a comedy horror.
Okay, Sugar Creek, we've got The Great American Read, Beloved, now showing, based on a Toni Morrison book, in which a slave is visited by the spirit of a mysterious young woman, and this movie is rated R. Toni Morrison's a very powerful author. I've read some of her other stuff, and definitely worth checking out. On a lighter note, we've got now showing The Smurfs, The Lost Village, on Friday the 17th at Davidson at noon. This is for families, and you can bring your lunch and watch the movie. A mysterious map sets Smurfette and her best friends on an exciting and thrilling race through the Forbidden Forest. I used to love some Smurfs.
Me too. I had a Smurf's Big Wheel.
Oh, nice. What's a Smurf's Big Wheel?
Yeah. The
Big Wheel. I'm like, I'm thinking it's like
I hope
a toy
you noticed my
wheel.
Face
yes,
when
I know
you
what
said
I know what the Big Wheel is. I'm sorry. Yes.
My college roommates and I dressed up as the Smurfs for Halloween our senior year, and it was ridiculous. That was Papa Smurf.
That's
and I wear a fake beard.
You know, if I had to infer from that title, I bet that village doesn't stay lost for very long.
You may be right about that. Okay, and finally, Main Library, Saturday, August 18th at 2 p.m. This will be part of the Vulnerable Black Man film series. And the movie being shown on the 18th is Moonlight, which I've seen, and it's good. It's very sad. Just going to tell you that. It looks at three defining chapters in the life of Chiron, a young black man growing up in Miami, and it's about his epic journey to manhood and how it's guided by the kindness, support, and love of the community that helps raise him. And I believe it won an Oscar for Best Picture.
Interesting.
So it's definitely worth watching.
And just to put a plug in for this film series was created by Angel, one of our adult services librarians, and she is just fantastic. She has a interest in film and film history, and she's put together an amazing film series. I know they're showing the film and discussing the movie afterward too.
Great.
For more information on these and other programs, please check out cmlibrary.org.
Thank you so much for joining us this week for another edition of What's Happening at CM Library with the events for August 13th through 19th. Once again, I'm Beth.
I'm Eric.
I'm Walker.
And if you have questions on any of our events, please visit our website, cmlibrary.org. See you next week.